Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki. And today it's all about books, 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 and education and helping classrooms. We are very fortunate to have a special episode of Phoenix Business Radio today with Michelle Edson, Community Business Development Manager with Barnes & Noble. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you.
Happy to have you. And Barbara Blaylock, Executive Director and Founder for Treasures for Teachers. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we've been talking about it for a while, haven't we?
We sure have.
And
yeah.
Here we are, right before the holidays, and an opportunity to share what you both are up to separately and collectively. So we'll be listening for that. But let's start with Michelle, if we can. Tell us about Barnes & Noble, like no one has ever not heard of that. But tell us from the inside perspective, who is Barnes & Noble and what are you up to these days?
Oh, well, being the holidays, you can imagine, very busy. Everybody seems to love Barnes & Noble and they have their own favorite store. I hear, "You're my Barnes & Noble," many times. So what I do as the Community Business Development Manager is I work with primarily school districts, nonprofit organizations, and some corporate organizations, where I work mostly on outside sales, bulk sales, and also work with educators on making sure they have their educator discount cards. The way that Barbara and I met was through the book fair program at our store, where we actually work with organizations to help them fundraise. And that's what we'll be partnering on together next week. And I'm sure we're going to talk a lot more about that. I've been with Barnes & Noble collectively for about 6 years. I moved to Phoenix about a year ago from New York City. I was in Manhattan at the Fifth Avenue store, and I landed here in Desert Ridge Marketplace as the Community Business Development Manager, and I love it.
What a change, though. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So always retail with your career?
Always retail, between banking and retail. Clothing was where I started, clothing, and then I worked for some department stores as well. Mostly on the East Coast, which are now, unfortunately, no longer in business. But Barnes & Noble, I actually worked for them 2 years in Massachusetts before going into banking. And then I was in banking for 5 years and then went back to Barnes & Noble.
Very fun. And what do you love most about your job?
Oh, meeting people. The best part about this new role that I have, I was before that in operations, store management. The best part about my new role is getting out of the store and meeting people in the community. That I really enjoy.
And there's this whole nonprofit piece that you're... So tell us about that. How is Barnes & Noble helping communities?
Well, the book fair program that we have allows our store to become your fundraiser. So we know very well that there are lots of ways that schools can raise money. And we have PTO organizations and PTA organizations that work very hard on that for their schools. And it's a lot of work in some cases where they have to provide a lot of setup and volunteers themselves. And if you have a book fair at Barnes & Noble, the store becomes your book fair. So anything purchased on the day that you select for your book fair, a portion of the proceeds goes back to your school. So it's just a fun way for families to come out to a store that they already love and adore.
Yes.
If a parent buys a cup of coffee while their children are doing their little events in the store, that can count toward the book fair.
Okay. When I was reading through your information ahead of time, I didn't realize that the event is actually held at the Barnes & Noble store versus what I'm so used to as a parent, the bookstore coming to the school. Right. And I've been an assistant principal. I've been a teacher. I've seen that. I've felt it. I've lived it. And it is a lot of work.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you're inviting people to come to the store in conjunction with a school once they've set it up, of course. And that whole experience becomes this rich library experience and an opportunity to bring those books home with some of the proceeds going to the schools and or a nonprofit.
That is absolutely correct. And one of the things that we advertise is that it's easy. It's very easy.
Yes.
We open our doors every day regardless. And one of the things that Barbara and I were talking about in the lobby is that the the whole store at holiday time, people are shopping anyway.
Yep.
You're in the store, you're holiday shopping. And that's why December is such a busy month for book fairs. It's a great time to tie in for your organization because people are out shopping anyway. So why not support your local school, your local nonprofit, all at the same time? It's that easy.
It sure is. Now, when we have done fundraisers for schools at, say, a restaurant, I know some of the restaurants set it up so that when you come and you let your waiter know, or at the counter if it's a takeout, that I'm here for this school for the fundraiser, and then that portion of the proceeds from that sale will go. Is it the same with you? Every customer would have to let the cashier know that they're for that, or do all the sales for that time period go to the school?
That's a great question. They do have to provide some acknowledgement that they are supporting
Perfect.
The organization. We do have marketing vouchers. And in today's technology, smartphone, you can have it on your phone. We can scan it right from the phone. So there is a scannable barcode, or they can just verbally mention to the cashier, I am with or supporting whatever
Perfect.
Organization.
Love yeah. it. Wow. Okay. So the yeah. two of you met at your store?
No, actually, she came in to visit us.
Okay. Oh, very good.
If I may, yes. I will actually give the credit for our introduction to the Museum of Instruments, MIM.
Yay. Yes. Yay. Thank you, MIM.
Thank you, MIM. They were the ones who asked me when I was visiting them if I had ever heard. I was there to speak about the educator discount program with MIM. And we were talking about teachers. And that's how the conversation came up, where they asked if I knew about this great organization, Aww. Treasures for Teachers, which I had not. Being new to Arizona, I did not. And when they told me about it, I reached right out to see if we could set up a meeting.
And were you blown away?
Yes. Yes.
It is one of the most amazing places.
I walked in and I couldn't believe it. It made me want to be a teacher.
Yes.
That's a good comment.
It is. So let's get our listeners caught up on Treasures for Teachers.
Okay.
Again, welcome, Barb.
Thank you.
Tell us about Treasures for Teachers and how did it get started?
Yeah. So, Karen, one day I was visiting a classroom and I saw a little girl exchange her shoe for a pencil. And the reason why she had to do that was because the teacher didn't have enough pencils in her classroom. So she needed her pencils back. And that day I realized something needed to change.
Desperately.
Yeah, it was really. And today I have to say it still happens in classrooms, but we're providing enough materials and supplies to teachers now that hopefully it's not happening as often. So Treasures for Teachers just kind of grew out of that, from my garage to a portable to a church. And now we're in 20,000 square feet of space.
20,000 square feet of beautiful, rich materials. I always tell people, from little tiny erasers yep. for the end of your pencil to full on beautiful, gorgeous desks. How do you get all of this supply?
Yeah, so 100% of everything we get is donated to us from businesses and companies all over the valley. So that's Intel, Wells Fargo, University of Phoenix, just so many big companies, and they just donate to us graciously. I think it's a win-win for everybody because they feel like they are helping out the educator community by providing these. And a lot of times they don't know what else to do with the supplies that they have in abundance.
And I know there's individuals can donate too, because I know when I was getting ready to finally say, I will never go back to teaching, no offense to that industry, but I knew I wasn't going back and my kids were grown and old enough that I didn't need to hang on to my teacher supplies anymore. I knew that I could bring it to Treasures for Teachers and drop off. So there's a drop off opportunity and or pickup
yes.
for the independent donors. Can you tell
yes.
us about that
yes.
as well?
So I have a really quick story to tell you. I just had a teacher come in. She was teaching up in Bisbee. And she came down and she found out about us, and she had retired. And she said, I want all of my materials to come to you. So they rented a U-Haul, and we are actually picking up that donation today.
Wow.
So we are getting donations all across the valley now in the state. But yeah, it's very easy for people to come. They just come during our normal hours to drop off. If they're individuals, if they have more than 20 boxes, they can call the store and we're happy to schedule that. And we pick up 2 days a week on the East Valley, 2 days a week on the West Valley, and then the other day anywhere that we're needed.
So when we talk about 20,000 square feet, yes, right, that's not a small place. And I always, the other thing I tell people is it's meticulously organized. Like literally, if you need spools for some sort of art project or buttons or whatever, whoever is helping you will take you right to the tub with all the spools, yes, and all the buttons, they right?
Will. Yep.
It's so beautifully organized. Thank and you. A lot of the material is new as well as gently used,
yes,
right?
Yes. So yeah, we get people that will do school supply drives for us. So all those materials come to us brand new.
And a lot of fun giveaways. Can you talk about some of the different things that companies will donate and how you guys turn that into a fun opportunity for teachers?
Absolutely. So we are an affiliate of the Kids in Need Foundation. And what that means is they connect us with big donors across the valley or across the country, Target, 31 Gifts, Joann Fabrics. And we get donations from these companies in large truckloads full of stuff. And then we use those materials and we give them away to the teachers for free as a giveaway event. So we will do giveaways all the time. We just got done doing an easel and drafting table giveaway. We got 12 palettes from a company called Studio Designs.
Wow.
And the teachers were able to take back easels, tabletop easels for their students and drafting tables. It was just amazing. They were blown away.
When you say 12 palettes, is that what you said?
Yes.
About just approximately how many drafting tables and easels is that? I can't even like get a...
It's a hundreds. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, that's all I'm looking for. It's like, it's a
hundreds.
Lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Wow. For free.
For free. Absolutely free.
So how does T4T work? And I already know the answer to the question because I'm directly involved, but how does it work for the teacher?
Yeah. So we ask teachers to pay a minimal membership fee of $35 a year. We say it's less than $3 a month. We really encourage them to get their schools to pay for that if they can, because again, we don't really want the teachers to have to fork money out of their pocket if they don't have to. However, they're happy to sometimes when they realize that the value that they're getting for that membership. And then they pay a minimal amount in the store. We have what's super popular is our $5 fill a bag. They can fill a bag full of supplies for $5. And right now, because we're speaking about books, we are actually running our most popular bag program where they can fill a $5 bag full of books and they can get another $5 bag of books absolutely free.
So, wow.
Yes.
And you have a beautiful, I'll call it a library, but you have a beautiful book section.
We do. We do. I think we have a really nice one. And we have a volunteer that's all she does. That's her focus.
Keeps the books organized.
Yes.
I know what a hard job that is.
I bet you do. Yeah.
Right. So when the two of you connected and you had this introduction from the MIM, what were you thinking? Did you know that you would hope that T4T would want to come and do a fundraiser with you guys? Or what was your immediate thought?
Absolutely. I knew that we had to figure out a way to make this happen. I deal with educators on a daily basis, some days an hourly basis. And I am amazed to find out how many educators don't realize that Barnes & Noble offers a free discount card. Any educator, pre-K through 12, and homeschoolers. That includes homeschoolers. And we have a very large homeschool community throughout the state, where they can go into their local Barnes & Noble and provide something as simple as their ID from the school or a recent pay stub, something that says they work at the school, and we provide that card on the spot so they can start saving that day. We host several special educator events throughout the year where they get 25% off. The normal discount is 20%. And I have to tell you, I was amazed how many educators did not know. So one of my first focuses when I came here was getting into schools to get those drives done so I could get cards into the educators' hands. Now, one of the questions I always ask after I get a card into someone's hands is, do you know about Treasures for Teachers?
Great, another advocate.
Great.
It's an absolute hand-in-hand system. It has to be.
And we're always surprised, aren't we, how many teachers still don't know about Treasures for Teachers.
Absolutely. Yes. It's really a challenge to get the word out there. So any help that we can get, we appreciate.
Well, we have a lot of people coming in, especially this time of year, looking for gifts for teachers.
Yeah.
So we have very nice little trinkets and things that are very focused toward teachers. But what a great add-on for us to say, do they have a Treasures for Teachers membership? That is an inexpensive, easy gift to give to any educator, and they will be able to benefit from that for the entire year.
Over and over again.
We say the same thing.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So let's go back to Tea for Tea specifically. You have a mobile program.
We do.
How does that work?
Yeah. So any school can call us up, and if they're interested and need us to come to their school to bring them free school supplies, we can do that. Absolutely free. There's no cost. There's no membership. That is funded through many foundations, one being the Thunderbird Charities. So we're able to do that. And it's a great time. We spend just a very short time doing a presentation about the organization. And then all the teachers get a free bag of brand new school supplies. So, yeah.
So it really benefits for our listeners who have anybody in a school system or is married to a teacher or a teacher yourself. Connect with Treasures for Teachers and find out more about that mobile program so that not only you're benefiting, but your entire school is as well.
Right.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know you also have this whole educational aspect too. I had the opportunity to be a guest author several months ago, and I know Kathy Peach has done the same with her book, The Tiniest Tumbleweed.
Yes.
But you also do STEM projects. Can you tell us about the educational component that Treasures for Teachers offers teachers?
Absolutely. So APS funds STEM kits that we design. I have a volunteer who's been designing these kits for us for about 9 years. The kits are designed to Arizona State standards, and it's a kit that the teachers can use in the classroom with their students in small groups. They're very inexpensive, $1, 50 cents. I think our most expensive is $5, and it's because it has an electrical component in it that we have to purchase. But otherwise, they're really great. They're all hands-on, and most of the materials in the kits are reusable materials that have come from our warehouse that, you know, file folders and plastic tubing and that sort of thing. And then we also do workshops. So for example, tomorrow we're doing a loose parts workshop for early childhood educators.
Right.
Yeah. So it's going to be a really great hands-on workshop for early childhood educators to learn how to manipulate a lot of the materials that they can find at Treasures for Teachers.
Everything again, from the spool and the button
to the weird things.
I think those are kind of weird.
We get some really strange things.
Yes, help me out. CD cases, springs.
Springs, plastic tubing. We get a lot of strange things. We get caps from Boeing that they use on the control panels of the airplanes. So some just really unique, different things that you're not going to be able to find anywhere else.
So that's the other important piece, I think, that we haven't quite highlighted yet. Barbara, your desire and your mission is not only to help provide opportunities, less expensive and or free opportunities for classrooms to have the material they need so the teacher doesn't have to pay for it and a child doesn't have to give their shoe for an hour.
Exactly.
But you're also really passionate about sustainability.
Sustainability, yes.
How does this work with, let's talk about some of those examples with these larger corporations that don't know what to do with this, I'll call it junk, that they're done with.
Absolutely. So Phoenix Baptist Hospital has a really big sustainability program in their hospital, and they're very passionate about the materials that they don't use in surgery or in their practice, that it gets reused. So we actually have a program, it's called the Purple Barrel Program at Phoenix Baptist Hospital. And when they do surgery, they empty the components of the surgical trays that they didn't use in surgery into a barrel. And then we pick up once a month. And it's things like the plastic tweezers, the little sticks with a piece of foam on them, just all the weird different things. And so none of that, because it's still completely good, perfect stuff. It hasn't been used. The plastic tubing is probably one of the most popular items at the store, that our science teachers really like those. And then Boeing does the caps, like I mentioned before. Ping gives us, they give us little white cloths and bubble wrap and all kinds of little implements that they use in their manufacturing process. So some of the things that people wouldn't know what they were is unique and fun to tell people in the store when they come through.
And when a teacher has an idea, and he or she often has great creative ideas, and they scratch their head, gosh, if only I could get my hands on X, Y, Z, could they give you all a call and just say, hey, do you have this or know how we can get it?
Absolutely. I love to be challenged like that.
I know you do.
So somebody needs something and we don't have it, I'd love to be able to find it for them. And usually all it really takes is maybe a Facebook post and somebody out there says, oh, I know who has that. So yeah, it's pretty fun and simple to do.
Very good. And so you have a very active Facebook page in addition to Instagram.
We do, yes.
I know that. Barnes & Noble too?
Yes. Every store has their own Facebook page and corporate also has their own. And so ours is BN Desert Ridge. And you can find out anything that's going on locally in our store, whether it's book fairs, story times, special author signings, anything like that to the specific store.
Perfect. It's so important. Social media, obviously, is just such a big part of how we're doing business anymore.
It is.
So I'm happy to hear that you're both out there doing that. And Barbara, talk about the thrift store as well. Did you get to see, Michelle, the thrift store?
I did. And as I got a tour, and as we're sitting here talking, I saw so many things in that store that amazed me. But the thing that stuck with me was what most consumers, people in your home would think is trash, is truly a treasure. I saw boxes upon boxes of empty tissue boxes and paper towel rolls and things that I would throw away every day. And it was presented to me as, think of how long it takes a teacher to collect 30 of those for a classroom, or depend upon the parent to remember to send it to school with
the child. I'm that parent, by the way. In fact, we had an assignment due today that we've known for a week and a half. And I had to email the teacher this morning and said, yeah, we'll do it over the weekend. And that's from an educator, but we get busy.
We do.
So the paper towel roll or the Clorox empty bleach bottle or whatever it is, that again would take a teacher to have he or she has to be prepared well in advance to ask for that, to make sure he or she has enough time to get all those materials in. But again, they're all literally just sitting there in the warehouse in the store, aren't they?
Yes. So any company, organization, it would make it very easy to collect those types of things. Even in Barnes & Noble, I stop and think, how many tissue boxes do we throw away? How many rolls from paper towels do we throw away? We're a store. We handle many customers a day. So there's lots of supplies right within your four walls. So be sure to look for those.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. So you guys recently opened Tea for Tea Thrift.
We did. Yes.
September. Help me remember.
It was October.
October.
October 10th. Yes.
So tell us about that new aspect of the business and who can shop there.
Absolutely. So, during our regular donation process, we were getting other things that were donated to us that really wasn't teacher related, but it had value. We had the opportunity to expand our space. So we're actually in the same space that we are located, Treasures for Teachers is located. And we took advantage of that and we created a little thrift shop. The proceeds, 100% of the proceeds after expenses will go to provide free and low cost access to teachers. So the money that we raise will go directly back into the organization. And the thrift shop set up like a little boutique. It's really cute.
It's
I have
beautiful.
A great thrift shop manager. Her name is Sandra. So it's just set up with all kinds of the donations have been incredible. We are getting really high quality, sought after donations of collectibles, records, vintage items, just really
things. It's a boutique. I mean, to me, when I walk in, I've only been in a couple of times, but it feels like a high-end boutique.
Yes.
Even though it is gently used furniture and lamps and jewelry and clothing and shoes and toys, you name it, utensils, whatever it is, it feels like I'm in a Scottsdale boutique, but the prices are definitely thrift store prices.
They are. And starting tomorrow through the 23rd, we're going to have 25% off the entire store for Christmas. So anybody that comes in can get 25% off anything in the store of anything that's not already reduced.
So Barbara, is the thrift store open to the public and not part of the membership requirement?
Very good question. Thank you for asking that. Yes, it is open to the public. So that is one message that we do need to get out there. So we want the public to come in and come shopping. And what we also would like the public to do is to ask about Treasures for Teachers and ask for a tour. Because one of those things is one of those seeing is believing. So if you were to come in for a tour, you would really understand the concept of Treasures for Teachers. And I think it would excite people to see what teachers are able to get and the quality, quantity of stuff that they can get at Treasures for Teachers.
Because truthfully, everybody knows a kid. and therefore, everybody has some connection to a local school.
Yep.
And so there really is no excuse or no reason for us not to be supporting Treasures for Teachers. And again, I know schools intimately because I've obviously been an educator and have been a parent for a long time now. But Barbara, you spoke to when we first started the program today, teachers spend an exorbitant amount of money on their own school supplies. I always tell a story about the time that I was working in the district that I first started working in. We were told back in the day, because it was one of the biggest districts in the Valley, you know, the most robust financially, that we couldn't ask parents for any material. Not pencils, not tissue, not Clorox wipes, not hand sanitizer, because we had enough money in the district to take care of those needs. And then as the years went on and the funding shifted, and I'm still a parent in that community, now the beginning of the school year, we get that list of, you know, if, and I'm in a position where I can pay for everything, but I fill up that list. I show up on Meet the Teacher night, and I've purchased everything on the list. I've spent easily $150, sometimes $200.
Yes.
Anything to add to that? This is really about helping these educators who are already not making the kind of money that we'd hope that they would.
Yeah, so it's a national problem, right? It's not just local. Teachers spend anywhere from $500 to $1,000 out of their pocket each year.
Is it that much?
It's that much on classroom supplies. And that's probably an average. I know one teacher that spends anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 out of her pocket. So that's one of the reasons we exist, is to hopefully offset those costs so that they can get a lot more bang for their buck.
Incredible. So Michelle, you met Barbara, you took a tour, and you two put your heads together, and we've got a special event coming up. Let's talk about the event.
Yes, let's talk about the event. So the event will be on December 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I believe the scheduled events are starting at 2 p.m.?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we will, I'll let Barbara talk a little more specifically about who she has coming to do events at the store. But anyone can shop at Barnes & Noble Desert Ridge from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. and mention Treasures for Teacher at the register, and a portion of those proceeds will go back to the organization. And I believe the events are scheduled between 2 and 6. Of which Barbara will be participating.
I will.
Tee us up. What do you got going on that day?
So I will be doing a loose parts workshop with Andrea Ellingbow, who has actually kind of come on as our trainer per se. So she is the person doing the training tomorrow. And what we're going to do is we're going to just really educate parents and teachers, if teachers are there, families, of the simple things in life. You know, we talk about at Christmas time, a child will get a really great elaborate gift, but really what they play with is the box, right? How many times? So that's the kind of things that they're going to be exploring, and they're going to see why it's so important for them to have these just very simple hands-on materials to manipulate, to work with, and why and what they can learn by using these. And then we're going to have some authors there.
Yes.
And Karen, I'd love for you to talk about you and Ivan and
so
and
Peach. Remind me, I think between 4 and 5 is when Ivan and I are reading. So my son, Ivan and I, he's 10. He just published his own little mini book. Or well, we published it together, I should say, truth be told. And so he's a new author. And then I published a book back in 2008 called Maddie Moonbeam's Garden. And we've been invited to come and do a read aloud hour at Barnes & Noble Desert Ridge. So we're excited about sharing not only our, I don't know that we'll read Ivan's book because it's kind of a unique book, but we'll be reading Maddie Moonbeam's Garden. I thought I'd also read The Polar Express.
Oh,
and he's
nice.
He's a great reader. So we're looking forward to sharing that time with you guys. And then from 5 to 6, Treasures for Teachers has invited Kathy Peach, who is a local author as well. And her book is more recent than mine. I think it was published in 2017 or 2016, The Tiniest Tumbleweed. She's got a huge following now, and she's been all over the state sharing this storybook. She's got great little puppets, so she will also be reading for that hour. And we get to share our books. I know hers is registered with Barnes & Noble. I've had an opportunity to work with Michelle, and we'll get to sell my books as well with, again, the proceeds, part of the proceeds going to Treasures for Teachers.
Thank you.
We're so excited about that.
Yeah.
And so it's a great opportunity for people to fall in love with books again, or keep that love of books alive. I do think it's a very special gift to receive a book at any time of gift giving. I know the two of you do as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And then gift wrapping.
Gift wrapping, yes.
Oh,
we'll
yes.
be there wrapping gifts for free donations are accepted, but we are happy to wrap gifts. We have a lot of my board members, my volunteers, and my staff that will be there wrapping gifts. And then we will also have, Michelle informed me, a welcome table. So we'll have a welcome table. So if anybody's interested in hearing more about Treasures for Teachers and how they can help, we'll have all that information there.
Perfect. Yes. And speaking of gift wrapping, that is yet another way that Barnes & Noble partners with the community every holiday season in the month of December. Any nonprofit organization can reach out to their local store and secure a spot. We offer nonprofits to set up a table. They can bring materials about their organization. It's a great time to talk to shoppers. And they do the gift wrapping for us, which alleviates a lot of labor from our staff, but we provide all the materials. We provide the wrapping paper, the tape, the scissors. We have it all set up. You just come with your donation box and put it on the table and you wrap the gifts and you interact with the community. So it's another great way to raise some funds for your organization.
And Barnes & Noble has been doing this for a while then?
As long as I know
people know about it. I mean, there's now this, hey, I'm going to go have my gifts wrapped at Barnes & Noble and know I'm helping the community as well. So that's a fantastic way to give back.
Definitely.
Yes. Wow. Love it. Before we kind of wrap up the show, I want to make sure that we've covered everything that you would hope that we'd have a chance to share with our listeners. The one thing I'm thinking of, Barbara, are the pop-up playgrounds.
Pop-up adventure playgrounds.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about these.
Oh, wait till you hear this. I mean, this lady is just amazing.
Does she sleep?
I don't know that she does. Do you, Barb?
I do.
So pop-up adventure playgrounds.
Yeah. So we just had one this past Saturday at Summit School of Ahwatukee. And what we do is we fill our truck up with all the materials and supplies that we've been donated. Small items, large items, cardboard tubes, paper, foam, rubber, just anything that you can think of. And we set up the playground with the materials spread out all over the playground in piles. So it's fairly neat and looks nice. By the end of the day, it doesn't, but that's okay.
Gotta start that way.
Right. And then the children just come and play. They play with their parents. They play with each other. They play by themselves.
Completely imaginative play, right? Because it's just stuff.
Completely imaginative play. And so one of the most fun aspects of it was a little boy who'd taken a styrofoam piece of square piece of styrofoam with a hole in it. He put his body into it and then he put a cardboard tube on the end of it and it was a leaf blower. So he went around pretending to be blowing leaves. So, I mean, just simple things like that, but experiences that they probably wouldn't get anywhere else or any way else. And it's completely free, 100%. Any school can call us and ask us and we would help them set it up and arrange it. So yeah, it's just really another great way to show how the simple things can be so valuable and rich.
And I love that you said that, especially this time of year, you know, so many of us have come accustomed to getting the kids the Xbox and the new iPhone, whatever, which is even more spectacular than the parent themselves, the new car, whatever it is. And maybe not at that age, but really there's a lot of joy in simplicity.
There is.
It takes us back to that idea that you shared.
My cheeks hurt at the end of the day from smiling so much.
And being outside in Arizona, we have the opportunity to do it so many months of the year and an opportunity just to be playful. I would imagine, I haven't attended one at one point, I need to get there. I can see probably some of the joy is watching the parents lighten up a little bit too, right? And become creative.
Absolutely. I had a father and his little daughter just so engaged in creating something together. And I snapped that picture and I just said, this is what it's all about. You know, it just was amazing. So yeah, we noticed a lot at this event that no parents were really on their cell phones. They were engaged either with their children or watching their children.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you both for being here. Michelle, have we left out anything that you want to make sure you highlight for Desert Ridge Barnes & Noble?
I think we have covered just about everything.
Good.
Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yes. So one more time, addresses and the best way people can get a hold of both organizations. Michelle, let's start with you.
Sure. The best way to reach me is by email. I am out of the office a lot of the time, so calling is okay, but certainly not the most effective way to get me. So the email address would be crm 2039@bn.com. And if I am unable to answer the email, someone from the store would get back to you. So any questions you have about any of the programs we talked about today or anything Barnes & Noble, shoot me an email.
And again, it's Desert Ridge, which is what part of the valley?
It is the... I'm new to Arizona. You forget this.
Well, and I'm an East Valley girl,
but it's East Scottsdale.
It's no, yes, I would say North Phoenix, right? And near Scottsdale.
Well, you tell me, Barbara.
No,
I'll make sure. Yeah. But I'm bump. Yeah. I'll make sure I put it on there.
It is Tatum Boulevard.
And most people know, obviously, where Desert Ridge is. I'm very much an East Valley girl, so I can kind of picture it. And I will be there to read.
So then you'll know where it is.
It. Excellent. And then, of course, on our replay and our podcast, we'll make sure I have that information for you. And then, Barbara, help us with finding Treasures for Teachers.
Sure. So we're located at 3025 South 48th Street in Tempe. Our phone number is 480-751-1122. We're very active on Facebook. So just search Treasures for Teachers on Facebook. And if anybody needs to reach me, it is barb@treasures4teachers.org.
Excellent. And the thrift store is T for T Thrift.
Yes.
.com, no, .org. Or?
It'll be on our website.
Oh, I suppose it's on the website.
Yes.
But you have a separate Facebook page and Instagram
account. Facebook and Instagram. So it's T for T Thrift Shop.
Perfect. Yes. Wonderful. Thank you both again for taking time out of your busy schedules to be here with Phoenix Business Radio today. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.